summarizing this contract with Duke Energy?
So we contracted with Duke for 30 megawatts of energy coming out of their Los Vientos 5 project down in South Texas, and that is a wind farm project. We've been working on resource planning for well over a year now, and looking at all of our options, and ultimately this came down to the most economical decision for us, and that's why we entered into this contract.
Is there a way to translate 30 megawatts into how many homes or type of population that can power?
Yeah, we calculate that to be in the neighborhood of 9,000 homes would be 30 megawatts of wind, of this wind energy.
And this is a joint agreement, if I read the news release right?
Well, it's really not a joint agreement. The city of Garland and the city of Greenville independently were out in the market looking for energy at the same time that we were, and it really was coincidental that we all happened to be in the market at the same time. And the reason that we all came to an agreement with Duke for this particular project was, again, because of economics. It was the best deal out there, so we all took advantage of it.
Buying it from another provider, more economical as opposed to adding to your own capacity?
That's correct. So our, like I said, we have been working on resource planning for quite some time, and during that planning stage, we looked at adding capacity here. We looked at just purchasing energy from the wholesale market. We looked at all of the options that have been presented to us by other generating entities, this being one of those, and plugged those all into our models and looked long term at what they did to our fuel mix, and this one came out best as far as economics. And it doesn't finish everything that we want to do over the next 10 or so years, but it's a first step in providing the right resource mix according to this plan.
How does BTU try to forecast what its needs are going to be? In this case, this is a 25-year agreement that has been signed.
Right. So we do load growth forecasts. We know what our load growth has been over the last 10 years or so. We're very actually pretty steadily growing at about a 2.5% clip. And so that projection provides, what the basis for what we think we will need to serve. And then we also know what our current resource mix is, and, the expected lifespan of our current generation projects and our other contracts that we have in place. And so the combination of all those things tells us what resource needs we have in the years to come.
And do you consider it a bonus that this is a renewable energy source using wind power?
I do. It is a bonus. We didn't pick this for this particular contract for that reason. It was really based purely on economics. This was the best economically viable solution for us. But like you said, it is a bonus that it is a renewable resource.
How much closer does this contract get to where BTU wants to be regarding energy supply plans for the long term?
It gets us probably, it gets us through the next 2 or 3 years from a peak demand perspective. In about 2 or 3 years, we need to start working on the next resource, whatever that might be at the time. Again, we will be looking at economics to determine what that next resource needs to be, but this one will get us probably 2 or 3 years down the road.
So in the number of contracts that BTU has with outside generators as well as your internal generating capacity, this agreement with Duke is, how do you rate that as far as how substantial this Duke agreement is?
Are we talking in terms of consumption or total volume that will be provided by the agreement?
However you want to explain it.
Okay, sure. like I said, this will probably provide about 9,000 homes. And I think ultimately over the course of this contract, it will probably provide about 5% of our requirements. And the rest of it, the other 95%, will be provided by other contracts or our own generating resources.
And then having something fixed like this type of agreement that still gives you enough flexibility from a day-to-day, month-to-month, year-to-year perspective as you're out looking for the best deals on getting electric supplies?
Absolutely. We have our own generating resources that we can put into the market and either run them or not, depending upon market dynamics. This one is a must-take, so we will be taking whatever they produce. But it's a fairly small amount of our resource needs, so we have a tremendous amount of flexibility with all of our other resources to be able to take advantage of either market pricing that is advantageous to our generators or advantageous for us to turn off our generators.
Anything else that I've missed that listeners would be interested in knowing about this agreement specifically or the process in general?
One question that has been asked of me is, what do you do when the wind's not blowing? In this case, we have, as you and I have talked about in the past, we have our QSE, which, is in the market 24 hours a day, every day, making sure that we're looking at the most viable energy options to us. So
QSE standing for?
Qualified Scheduling Entity.
Which translated means you have people going looking for the best deals and providing electricity.
Correct. Every hour of every day. And so if the, they will know. They will generally know day ahead whether or not the wind's going to blow in the next day, and so they can make arrangements to replace that energy if that looks like it's going to be the case. So, if the wind's not blowing, it's not necessarily a bad thing. We can replace the energy on a short-term basis.